So I'm going to read from Paradiso Diaspora, and then if I have time, I'll read some new poems. So this is a serious, small group of poems called Andalusia, and it's based on an anthology of poems that Christopher Middleton translated. And what I loved about the translation is based on a translation because the original doesn't no longer exists. And it's of poems by Muslim women written in Spain in the 12th and 13th century. So I made up my own, so to speak, Andalusia, and I'll just read them. Time quietly peers in each window, but only the children find it funny. The second necklace we wear is the horizon circling our waists and throats as the flowers splash the sky with twilight and constellations map out the mishaps settling above the city. Abracadabras and horoscopes are impatient with sleep and calligraphy. Grant me a sheet of paper that will not turn to ash, and this hand will write down afternoon's clouds while you are hidden in my eyes. It is enough, this sheet of paper where I have hidden you in these days of smoke and candle flames. Grant me time to pause and inquire of the clouds if they have concealed you in their tears behind a red sky in which the moon briefly flies. Grant me a sheet of paper that we might live near the heat we once made when our hands pelted the sky with ink and paint. Margins of thought curled like eyelashes. Ask them if they remember us now that our names are forgotten. 2. Rooftop roosters announce a new regime. Even at night, guided by the moon, the sky can never find a cloud that fits, but for the painter, each cloud is snug. Still, it is the sheet of paper that I want, and the inks that can keep these lovers safe in the small garden where even the birds have stopped to look at their reflections. 3. Are not clouds sketches for a sculpture that will never emerge from stone? The neck of a cat visits you at night. Are the stars still spies loyal to no one? All that is left are these jackals wandering across a glittering field. Our shadows have floated into the sky, leaving our other shadows behind. No need to inquire where or how. Someday you too may need this garden. 4. Was it a madman who claimed there's no reason to remember these stones descending from an oscillating sky? Are you here to pick clean these emerald, amethyst, pearl, and topaz leaves and branches? By the gold border, white jasmine shed their petals, and the carnelian's red shadow awaits a mortar and pestle. 1,000 miles of clouds to climb the tower, we will leave no footprints in the dust, nor ever again touch the swaying grass. Not even particles of our names will be sifted from this storm of lines. 5. Mother of pearl cloud, clads clump and clawed, quions and spandrels, curlicues and spikes, irregular medallion, lustrous heron, emerald tears sparkle in skies, mortar and pestle. 6. Above, against, below, beside, near and around, outside buttressed by imaginary flowers, within a storm of letters, echoing arches, beneath a serpentine cloud dipped in ink, near a circle of lilies, each steep petal, beside twin strands of hexagonal tears, above a shadow tracing its shadow. 7. Story of flanking rosettes, palmettes, and petals, story of alloys and allies, metal mouthpieces and fleshy mouths, story of caparisoned elephants imprisoned in silk, story of sky's pillared pavilion and a dress unraveled by butterflies, story of apricot, lilac, pistachio, and blue cobalt, story of flowers that do not grow on earth and must be turned in the light to be seen, story about beginning before a story begins and becomes a story about beginning. 8. I offer no proof that we are here in sky's tent beneath stars' arrows, written in invisible ink on smoke rising above the night we were together. I offer no proof that we were ever here, folded together in a cloud's folds, now that it is an exquisite picture that anyone can visit.